Right, first of all, Alberto, welcome to Hybrid Swifts. How do you feel about joining the club? Because you're one of a few players over the last couple of years that's made that switch from the local rivals, Maldon and Tiptree.
First of all, I'm very happy for signing for the club. I mean, I'm absolutely chuffed. I've got to thank the gaffer, obviously, the gaffer and Gavin have been a really big influence on me signing for the team. It's obviously massive coming from Maldon, which is just so, you know what I mean? But I'm absolutely buzzing.
And how would you describe the last season of football that you've had? It was a bit of a bumpy ride, wasn't it, with Maldon and Tiptree last season? I suppose the plus was that they didn't go down, but it didn't end great because you actually ironically lost to Heybridge in a cup final.
And then it was a difficult season. We had a lot of ups and downs at Maldon, and there was a couple of and changes, and it's quite difficult. A lot of players coming in and out, you know what I mean? But it was a difficult season, but I was glad that we were able to keep the club in the league. So, I mean, at the end of the day, we didn't go down. The thing is, though, I mean, I played Heybridge twice this season and I lost twice.
Yeah, obviously that won't happen next season because we're not going to play ourselves. How would you describe yourself as a footballer? What do you see your strengths being?
I mean, I'll always give my 100%, no matter what. I mean, no matter what, I can be having a day off or, you know, a bad game, but I will always give you that 100%. I'll always fight for the jerseys, you know what I mean? So I'll come in and try and get the job done. I mean, I'm coming into Heybridge and I'm thrilled I've signed, and I just want to help the club as much as possible. I mean, you've got big plans at the club at the moment. I mean, the new stadium, all the sponsorship and the commercial, and it's a great team. We've played more than played against Heybridge, and the spirit is unbelievable. The lads just fight for each other, and there's a lot of ability in the squad as well. I mean, I worked with Cliff previously. I'm older, and he's been around. So he knows what it takes to win games. Do you know what I mean? He's a winner also. Do you know what I mean? He's a real winner, and I'm a winner. So I hate losing. Do you know what I mean? So I'm buzzing. I'm looking forward to a new challenge, to be honest.
And there will be obviously a few players that you will be familiar with as well. You'll obviously be familiar with Cliff because he was a coach at Maldon. And you've had a tweet from Michael Fitzgibbon today, so you'll obviously be familiar with a few of the lads as well.
That's right. I'm familiar with a few of the faces in there, and Michael Fitzgibbon is very close to me. We've played together previously at Maldon, at Stanway, and it'll be a pleasure to play with him again. I mean, he's a great player, and he fights for the jersey as well, so it'll be a pleasure.
He's been really unfortunate, hasn't he? Been long-term injured. He's just had an operation, and hopefully he can get himself back to fitness. But it's been an unfortunate time for Fitz, hasn't it, the last few months?
It's true, because he started well, and then he got injured, and then started well again and got injured again. It's unfortunate, but he will be a great addition to the squad because he's a great player.
In terms of the start of the season, which is, what, a couple of months away still, how important is it to get off to a flying start, do you think, this coming season?
I mean, the club finished great. I mean, won a cup, done quite well in the league, do you know what I mean? So it was a great finish, and I'm hoping it will be a great start, and I'm sure it will be a great start. He's got a great squad in there. He's a very good manager, and he's obviously showed that he came in and he's done a very good job. And it will be a pleasure for me to come in and be part of it. I mean, I just want to be part of a very successful team. And Heybridge is a very big club, and just hope that this year we can do very well.
And how much would you relish the opportunity to have a little bit of a cup run? A couple of years ago, the club got into the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup. But last season, Haber Swifts went out at the first time of asking, so it's been a bit of a mixed bag. But how much would you relish the opportunity for a bit of a cup run?
I mean, it all meant everything because at the end of the day, the FA Cup is one of the biggest cups in the world. It's the biggest cup in the country, and it's any place is ready to play in that cup. So it will be absolutely unbelievable to be able to get a good run there.
At this time of year, obviously it's out of season. Are you under any kind of regime from the management about fitness, or do you have to do your own fitness at the moment before everybody reports back, or do you just keep things ticking over before you report back for pre-season? How does it work at this time of the year for a non-league footballer? Because it must be a bit of a different lifestyle for a non-league footballer compared to a professional footballer.
Oh, you're totally right, because, I mean, at the end of the day, you've got to work 9 to 5, so it's quite a difficult part. You've got to be professional. I try to be very professional with what I do, so I do keep ticking up, either off-season or in-season. I'm always training. I mean, I've started my feet, and I'm looking forward to coming pre-season and be fit as a fiddle, do you know what I mean? But I do a lot of exercise, and hopefully it will show.
And your parting club, older than Tiptree, how do you think they'll get on next season? Do you think they'll be okay?
It's Molden is a big club, and they've obviously got different plans. My concern, my focus is obviously on Avery Street at the moment. I wish them all the best, but my main focus is on Avery Street, is to come in and do very well for the club and help the club. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just here to try and help as much as I can and enjoy my life. So, I mean, I wish the best for Molden, but at the moment my focus is on ABC, really.
Yep. In terms of other clubs in the division that could be vying for a sort of top five finish, do you realistically see this season being a big season for Haber Swifts and the real possibility of a top five finish?
I'm a big believer we can push for it. I mean, the club has got big plans, it's got good players, and it showed last year. I mean, there's a great team spirit in there. It's something very good going on at the moment. And as I said, I want to be part of it, and I'm coming in to set my highest standard, and it's to get whatever I can, the best that I can. I hate failing, and I'm coming in. And I really, really just want to do it well. And I believe the club will do very well this season because there's big plans in there. There's good players. The management is great. I mean, so I do think that we can push top five, that's for sure.
Yeah. I had a look at some of your stats for the last season. You picked up a couple of goals. So presumably each season you like to pick up a couple of goals and just sort of contribute like that. Would you describe yourself as an attacking midfielder?
To be fair, I can play all over the midfield. I mean, I can play attacking midfield, I can play center mid, I can do a job on the wings, but I'm a center midfield. And I can chip in a few goals every now and again. And I'll be looking to score a few goals this year, that's for sure.
Yeah. The only other stat I found that was staring at me on the Molden website was a few yellow cards last season. Would you describe them as unfortunate yellow cards? Some of them deserved, some unfortunate. And is that something that you'll want to try and not pick up too many next season?
That's right. I mean, I did get a few yellow cards, and obviously, as the year go by, I get a little bit more experience, and you try to minimize that. And some of them were very unfortunate. As I'm not too sure, you know, but I love attacking myself, so sometimes it was quite unfortunate. But obviously, next year, I'm looking to reduce that. That's for sure. You know, less yellow cards and more goals. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, and just finally, the one of the first pre-season games that Haber Swifts have is a Saturday afternoon at Squirley Road against Colchester United. They're still in League One, so a big club. And even as a pre-season friendly, players in the non-league circuit must relish the opportunity to go up against a Football League side, even in a pre-season friendly, mustn't they?
That's certainly right. I mean, as a player, you should take every game the same. I mean, you should give your best every game. It's either a pre-season game or cup game or whatever, it should be 100%. But it's a great opportunity. I mean, it's unbelievable. Who doesn't want to be coming against a pro team? So it's a shop window. I mean, the world, you never know. You never know. A lot of players have made it from non-league, so it's an absolute great opportunity for the players. And it'll be beautiful. It'll be very, very enjoyable, I'm sure.